The Secret History of the Court of Justinian by Procopius. Read by James Cameron Stewart for Ukemi Audiobooks. The Secret History of the Court of Justinian. Procopius. Literally and completely translated from the Greek for the first time. Athens. Privately printed for the Athenian Society, 1896. Preface. Procopius, the most important of the Byzantine historians, was born at Caesarea in Palestine towards the beginning of the 6th century of the Christian era. After having for some time practiced as a rhetorician, that is, advocate or jurist in his native land, he seems to have migrated early to Byzantium or Constantinople. There he gave lessons in elocution and acted as counsel in several law cases. His talents soon attracted attention, and he was promoted to official duties in the service of the state. He was commissioned to accompany the famous Belisarius during his command of the army in the east in the capacity of counsellor or assessor. It is not easy to define exactly the meaning of the Greek term and the functions it embraced. The term judge-advocate has been suggested, a legal adviser who had a measure of judicial as well as administrative power. From his vivid description of the early years of Justinian's reign, we may conclude that he spent some considerable time at the Byzantine court before setting out for the east, at any rate, until the year 532, when Belisarius returned to the capital. He would thus have been an eyewitness of the Nika sedition, which, had it not been for the courage and firmness displayed by Theodora, would probably have resulted in the flight of Justinian and a change of dynasty. In 533, he accompanied Belisarius on his expedition to Africa. On the way, he was entrusted with an important mission to Sicily. He appears to have returned to Byzantium with Belisarius in 535. He is heard of again in 536, as charged with another mission in the neighbourhood of Rome, which shows that at the end of 535 he had accompanied Belisarius, who had been dispatched to Italy and Sicily to conquer the territory in the occupation of the Goths. This expedition terminated successfully by the surrender of Vitiges and his captivity at Byzantium in 540. As the reward of his services, Justinian bestowed upon him the title of Illustrius, Illustris, given to the highest class of public officials, raised him to the rank of a senator, and finally appointed him
Sample complete. Ready to continue?